Section B, directions. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D.
Passage 1. For 25 years, I was a full-time thief, specialising in picking pockets. Where I come from, in southeast London, that's an honourable profession. Anyone can break in a house and steal things, but picking somebody's pocket takes skill. My sister and I were among the most successful pickpocket teams in London. We worked hotel and theatre lobbies, airports, shopping centres and restaurants. Now we don't steal anymore, but this crime is worldwide. Here's how to protect yourself. Professional pickpockets do not see victims, only handbags, jewels and money. Mothers with babies, the elderly and the disabled are all fair game. My preferred target was the lone female, handbag at her side, the right side to be exact. So if I'm next to her, I can reach it cautiously with my right hand across my body. Only about one woman in 1,000 carries her bag on the left, and I tended to steer clear of them. Women whose bags are hanging in front of them are tricky for the pickpocket, as there isn't a blind side. If you want to make it even harder, use a bag with handles rather than a strap. For men, one of the best places to keep a wallet is in the back pocket of tight trousers. You'll feel any attempts to move it. Another good place is in the buttoned-up inside pocket of a jacket. There is just no way in. Even better, keep wallets attached to a cord or chain that is fastened to a belt. A pickpocket needs targets who are relaxed and off guard. The perfect setting is a clothing store. When customers wander among the racks, they are completely absorbed in the items they hold up. The presence of a uniform security guard is even better. A false sense of security makes a pickpocket's job much simpler. Questions 26 to 29 are based on the passage you have just heard.
26. Why does the speaker say that picking somebody's pocket is an honourable profession in southeast London?
27. According to the speaker, who is most likely to become a victim of pickpockets?
28. In the speaker's opinion, what is the best place for a man to keep his wallet?
29. What is the perfect setting for picking pockets according to the speaker?
Passage 2. I am living in a small village in the country. My wife and I run a village shop. We have a very peaceful life. Boring, some might say, but we love it. We know all the people in the village. They have plenty of time to stop and chat. I have plenty of time for my hobbies too. Gardening, fishing, walking in the countryside. I love the outdoor life. It wasn't always like this, though. I used to have a really stressful job, working so late in the office every evening. I often bring work home at the weekends. The advertising world is very competitive, and when I look back, I can't imagine how I stood it. I have no private life at all. No time for the really important things in life. Because of the pressure of the job, I used to smoke and drink too much. The crisis came when my wife left me. She complained that she never saw me and I had no time for family life. This made me realise what is really important to me. I talked things through with her and decided to get back together and started a new and better life together. I gave up tobacco and alcohol and searched for new hobbies. Now I am afraid of looking back since the past life seemed like a horrible dream.
Questions 30 to 32 are based on the passage you have just heard.
30. What did the speaker do for a living?
31. What do we know about the speaker's life in the past?
32. What made the speaker change his lifestyle?
Passage 3. Where is the university? Is the question many visitors to Cambridge ask. But no one could point at any one direction because there is no campus. The university consists of 31 self-governing colleges. It has lecture halls, libraries, laboratories, museums, and offices throughout the city. Individual colleges choose their own students who have to meet their minimum entrance requirements set by the university. And the graduates usually live and study in their colleges, but they are taught in very full groups. Lectures and laboratories and practical work are organised by the university and held in university buildings. There are over 10,000 undergraduates and 3,500 postgraduates. About 40% of them are women, and some 8% from overseas. As well as teaching, research is of major importance. Since the beginning of the 20th century, more than 60 university members have won Nobel Prizes. The university has a huge number of buildings for teaching and research. It has more than 60 specialist subject libraries, as well as the university library, which, as the copyright libraries, is entitled to a copy of every book published in Britain. Examinations are held and degrees are awarded by the university. It allowed women to take the university exams in 1881, but it was not until 1948 that they were awarded degrees.
Questions 33 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard.
33. Why is it difficult to locate Cambridge University?
34. What does the passage tell us about the colleges of the university?
35. What can be learnt from the passage about the libraries in Cambridge University?